Good afternoon and welcome to Lambda Weekly. I'm Dave Taffet here in the studio with...
Me.
Oh, with Aaron Moore.
just me.
The late Patty Fink is
just me.
Still late from last week.
She did her civic duty and then some by working the election yesterday,
mm-hmm.
and then woke up this morning with a migraine. So
I can see that because that election was kind of a headache.
Yeah. Well,
actually, it should have been easy to run. Nobody voted.
I know. God, turnout was really bad.
Did I say who you are?
No.
Oh, okay. I'm here with Aaron Moore, avowed lesbian.
Me, avowed lesbian.
Uh-huh.
Lesbian.
And Doc is on the phones. Before we get to the election, it is pledge drive.
It is.
And we just need you to call. It's a real simple thing to do. Just give us a call. Make a little pledge. Support Gay and Lesbian Radio for North Texas that's been here for you for 23 years.
You know,
most
organizations and other stations that ask you for their pledge ask for a minimum of $35, and all they do is say thank you. We're cheaper than that.
Yes, we are.
We'll
especially
take,
you.
Me too. I'm very cheap.
Yep.
We'll take anything you have that you are willing to give up to keep KNON Radio and especially Lambda Weekly on the air.
Yeah, and KNON has supported Gay and Lesbian Radio since day one that this station went on the air. It wasn't something that they thought of as an afterthought. We were part of the mix from the very beginning. We were the only media, basically, in Dallas at the time, the only gay media in Dallas at the time. And we've been here ever since, usually on a Sunday for a little short time. It was on a Wednesday morning. But
those were dark days.
Those were dark days.
Yes, literally.
our guests especially really hated us for that. Different ways that you can pledge. One is to give us a call, 972-647-1893. That's 972-647-1893. Or you can text. You can text KNON to 56512. That's KNON to 56512.
What does that do?
It will get you a pledge form on your phone.
Excellent.
And you can just make a very simple pledge that way. The other thing you can do is pledge by bank draft with a monthly pledge. If you'd like to do that, just give us a call. Tell us you'd like to do that. We'll just get your name, your phone number, basic information. Give it to the office. They'll get in touch with you during the week and tell you what you need to do to get that draft going. Very easy way to really help the station. That helps a lot because it helps with the monthly cash flow. So give us a call, 972-647-1893. That's 972-647-1893. Docs are standing by.
Docs are standing by. Patty's not here, but she's backseat hosting.
Is she?
She's texting me.
And what does she want?
She's just chiming in about the election.
Okay. We'll give her the first word.
Just that it was a 6.76% turnout.
Which is, actually, that's about average, isn't it?
That's pretty, well, we normally get around 10 to 12 in a big election.
Well, a mayoral election should be a big election.
But the other years,
where the mayor is a four-year term, city council is two-year terms, so the in-between ones where it's just city council, I get it that it's – we had a mayoral election, and we had a contested mayoral election.
If it was mayoral, it should have been 11 or 12. And then in presidential years, we – 20-ish, usually, give or take.
But in presidential – our elections, I'm talking city elections that are always in May, never with with the presidential election.
Which somebody was actually talking about at my polling place yesterday. They mm-hmm. were hoping that they can combine them with the quote-unquote normal elections. Because we have one in May, and then we're having one coming up in November.
Yeah, you know? Other than in Houston,
mm-hmm.
city elections in Texas are all in May.
Yeah.
Which is... You know, I guess it was done in order to make it easier for people to vote on a Saturday.
Yeah.
It took the attention or the attention wasn't taken away by bigger elections, but people just don't get out and vote.
Yeah. I have to say that our precinct, Patty's precinct, she's the precinct chair, does turn out and vote. But
actually, you live in District 9.
Yes.
District 9 had the highest turnout.
Yeah.
You had five candidates running, but some districts had eight candidates running. Half the number of voters.
Southern District was horrible turnout. Horrible turnout. For all the yelling and hair pulling and,
hello?
Oh, my God, candidates and, you know, a media that's going on, They just don't turn out in the Southern District, and I don't know why. West either. So
West Dallas, terrible. Monica Alonso was reelected. Four candidates in that race. Mm-hmm. She was reelected. She got less than 1,000 votes and was reelected with more than 80% of the vote. That's terrible.
1,000 votes. Yeah, I know. It's horrible.
It's terrible.
So, I mean, I don't know what we can do to get more people to care about the local government, which actually affects them more day-to-day than any other government does. But some of the results were surprising in good ways.
Mm-hmm.
Again, because I worked that poll, but my district, Mark Clayton won with 57, I think, was the final percentage of the vote, with no runoff in a race that was really hotly contested and
five-way
financed.
Race.
Yeah.
One that surprised me was Sam Merton,
yeah.
who came in fourth.
Right.
And he's the one who started off the race with the biggest name recognition.
Kind of, yeah.
He wrote for The Observer.
Yeah.
He worked for the mayor.
He never got past moving into the district to run in the district. I don't think...
That's people paying attention.
Yeah, it is.
You know, people paying attention was not the problem in this election.
Well, that's true.
It was people not voting that was the problem in this race.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, I went to several, probably 10 forums, where there were several districts represented, including the mayor. And he never really did well, and that was always the first question. You know, how long have you lived in the district? Oh, 3 months. You know, okay. You know, so and you know, and
but he's lived in Dallas,
right? Right.
It's like I can vote on issues. I live in Oak Lawn now. I lived in Oak Cliff for 30 years. I could vote on issues about White Rock Lake. I've ridden my bike around that lake enough times to know.
I understand.
You know,
it's just it really seems like people are getting more community based.
Mm-hmm.
And when I say community based, I mean street by street, not area by area.
Mm-hmm.
And to me, that's a good thing. I mean, we're really getting more micro-focused on our immediate neighborhoods.
And those are good things.
Yeah.
So get out and vote.
We're right. Yeah, I hear you.
Although your district, more than 6,300 people did vote.
Mm-hmm.
And by 1,000 votes, that's the highest total of any of the districts that were voting. Other districts... a number of races were uncontested. Scott Griggs, uncontested. Adam Medrano, uncontested. Only 1,100 people got out to vote for Adam.
Right.
But there was a mayoral race.
Right.
And so that allowed your district to determine who was going to be our mayor.
You're welcome, I guess. I mean, it depends on how you're reporting, but yeah.
Seriously.
Yeah, no, it did. You're right. And you're right. I mean, I was looking at those uncontested races, too, and going, oh, well, of course they didn't get a lot of votes. But then I started thinking, well, there's other people on the ballot, you know. But even the mayor, I mean, he got 75% of the vote.
Mm-hmm.
So that
with only 30,000 votes citywide out of a
3 million.
Well, in the city, a million.
Million?
A million one, million two.
Yeah. So, yeah, I mean... I wish people cared more, but they don't.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know what's going to make them care more when we have more hot topics. There's no hotter topic issue than the ones that were discussed this election, which is, you know, the toll road,
mm-hmm.
Our streets, and, you know, just pulling it in more micro. And it's the old tug of war between big vision or, you know, my street.
Mm-hmm.
And this election was a real mix. It wasn't a mandate one way or the other, despite Mayor Rawlings' statement.
Speaking about caring, if you care about KNON, it is Pledge Drive.
If you care about better segues from David, pledge.
And I will work to come up with them. The number here is 972-647-1893. That's 972-647-1893. It is our pledge drive. We have a goal of, I can't read that on the back wall. What is our goal?
You can't read.
Because, no.
I have a goal.
Okay.
Doc's checking. It is hard to read.
We are about halfway to our goal, though. In the first week, which is very good.
It's very good.
Because Pledge Drive started last weekend.
Did I tell you about my Pledge Drive game?
What is your
pledge? I have a Pledge Drive game.
Yes.
I always try and find the weirdest pledge premium on our sheets.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And then push that for the time I'm on.
And your pledge premium weirdness?
KNON guitar hand fan.
You need one.
I must, you know, because I want to know what a guitar hand fan is, for one thing.
And you get one for a pledge of?
For a pledge of $25. It's a bargain.
That is a bargain.
I mean, is it a fan shaped like a guitar?
Something that you fan yourself while you're playing the guitar.
Or a fan for your guitar.
Because your guitar might get hot. What is our goal, Doc?
The person that put that thing up there is using negative logic. We still have 53,000 to go on our pledge drive.
Okay.
So
we're halfway there, though.
Yeah, we're halfway there. We really need to get going here. I need to have my phone ringing. It's 972-647-1893. If you want a sample of KN1 free coffee before you pledge, come on down. I'll give you a cup.
972-647-1893, because that is one of our pledge premiums. Doc always takes the coffee now. Mm-hmm. Everybody laughed at me during the drought when I was stocking up on umbrellas.
See,
I love our umbrellas.
I know you love the
$75 pledge. Those are the best umbrellas. They really are. That is the toughest umbrella
I've
ever had.
I'm envious of your umbrella every time I see it.
Well, every time it rains like it's raining today. 972-647-1893. Give us a call. $75 pledge gets you one of those umbrellas. $40 pledge gets you one of our shirts. We have some shirts. They're kind of a khaki with black writing on them, with short sleeves.
Yeah, it's a Dickies work shirt.
Okay, and how much is that a pledge for?
Because Dickies work shirts are fabulous. So it's a $100 pledge. It'll get you the tan short sleeve button up Dickies tan work shirt with black KNON logo, and it looks really cool. A couple of years back, we had the bowling shirt that mm-hmm. I pledged and got, and I wear that thing all the time.
972-647-1893. I forgot to tell you one other way that you can pledge. You can go online to KNON.org. Hit the pledge button. It's up in the upper left-hand corner. The page comes up. You can choose your premium. You can fill in that you listen to Lambda Weekly and make your pledge online.
Did we talk about text pledging?
Yes, we did.
We did. I wasn't paying attention.
He mentioned it.
Neither is anybody else. The phone isn't ringing.
Phone is not ringing.
To text pledge, you can text pledge to KNON, or you can text pledge KNON to 56512. That's KNON to 56512. We're just talking about the elections a little bit today. Yesterday was election day. Give you an idea of how focused people were on this election. I went out last night with some friends, and I had my laptop with me because I was reporting on Dallas Voice's website election results.
Right.
And they didn't know what I was doing. I said, well, I'm just reporting the election. What election?
Wow.
Well, for mayor?
That makes me sad.
Of Dallas, the city you live in? That's bad.
That makes me sad.
Yeah, that's real bad. Now, the mayor had some ads on TV.
He did. And they were good ads.
Yeah, they were very good ads.
Mm-hmm.
But they obviously weren't noticed. I mean, if a number of people who normally are up on what's going on around them mm-hmm. didn't know that there was an election going on yesterday...
No, I'm not buying that.
Okay.
Shame on them.
Okay.
There's enough people with TiVo now that skip television ads. But if they haven't been paying attention to the news, to Facebook, to, web crawls, to billboards, to anything that they're getting in the mail, then shame on them.
How did you not know?
Yeah. Okay. I mean, that's no excuse. Frankly, I think television advertising is becoming less and less important in elections. It's the biggest expense if you get it, but I don't think it changes anybody's mind. It's just getting your name out there, and there are more effective, cheaper ways of doing that. But my point is the television ads are not going to swing this one way or the other.
Mm-hmm.
If you don't know that there's a city election going on now, then shame on you. And what I think it is they knew it and didn't care.
Let's just talk a little bit about some of the other races.
Sure.
District 1, Scott won.
He's unopposed.
Number 2, Adam won. They were unopposed, both of them.
Yeah.
District 3, which is Von Seal Jones Hill's district, she couldn't run because of term limits. 5 people running. There's going to be a runoff. Casey Thomas and Joe Tave. Joe was endorsed by Stonewall.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know anything about Casey Thomas?
I do. He's been around a while, and he's actually sought, I believe he sought the DGLA and the Stonewall endorsement in the past.
Mm-hmm.
He's drifting right to run for this seat. He's being backed by Councilwoman Hill, and is definitely pro-toll road and pro-transportation.
Mm-hmm.
Joe Tave is actually sort of unofficial. Well, I don't know if it's unofficial or not, but he's backed by the Philip Kingston crew.
Mm-hmm.
So it could be an interesting mandate
could be an interesting
race.
Runoff.
Yeah.
Now, District 3, that was originally Scott Griggs' district the first time he ran.
Right.
Redistricting, the district got split. Von Seal, who lived on the edge of her district, got redistricted into District 3. Scott got districted out of District 3. But District 3's gay area is Keastwood and down towards Mountain Creek Lake, that area. Huge district. It's, I think, the biggest district in the city, like something like 100 square miles. It's
yeah,
huge.
It's big. And, you know, DGLA actually, we didn't endorse Joe Tave. Stonewall did. DGLA endorsed Winnie Cannon,
right.
Who did the worst. But I have to say, she and Joe Tave were very similar in a lot of their answers and a lot of their, you know, we just liked Winnie's passion. But Joe is...
Do you know, I talked to Joe for a story I was doing, and, you know, I said, introduced myself, gay paper, blah, blah, blah. And he said, oh, well, that's one thing I don't even have to explain on. My next door neighbors are gay.
Yeah.
My campaign treasurer is gay. He said, you know, I'm with you on your issues.
Well, and the reason I brought that up was, and I'm sure Patty's talked about this, but for the first time ever, we had a candidate in every single city council race, including mayor, seek the DGLA endorsement. So, you know, that was a historic year for DGLA, and we're going to have to, I don't know if we're going to go back and re-endorse for DGLA, but I think Stonewall will in some of these runoffs.
District 4, which is Dwayne Carraway's district,
right.
Again, term limits, Carolyn King Arnold.
One outright
by 45 votes.
By 45 votes, but in a...
No, not, and she didn't win by 45 votes. She avoided a runoff by 45 votes.
Right, right. Yeah, it was close. She won by 51%.
She had 51%. Next closest had 13%. So she didn't win,
but... there were eight people in that race. To get that is amazing.
It's amazing.
Yeah.
Nobody expected a winner in that race.
Yeah.
And had she gotten 45 votes fewer...
Right.
There would have been a runoff with
Carl Hayes, who I don't know. Yeah, jinx. I don't either.
At 1%, Stephen King, that would have been scary if he won.
You know, I was actually worried that people would vote for him just because of his name. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But I guess they got the word out.
District 5, somewhat of a surprise. Rick Callahan, people...
Not a surprise.
District 5, Rick Callahan, people thought was out of touch with his community. The district was created to be a Hispanic district, and Callahan is not, and people have felt he isn't responsive to his community. Sherry Cordova got the endorsement of DGLA and Stonewall.
Right.
But Rick won with 66% of the vote.
And that, I think, is the power of incumbency there. Mm-hmm. I mean, I think Rick is still vulnerable. Mm-hmm. If the right candidate challenges him.
Now, again, people didn't vote.
Right. Yeah, that whole election was 1,400 people. Well, 1,489.
Uh-huh. Callahan got 989 votes. Diaz got 93 votes.
Dan Diaz had dropped out before the election day.
Oh, he did drop out.
He did drop out and endorsed Cordova.
Okay.
Yeah.
Cordova got 407 votes.
Yeah. So she still would have gotten like 500 or so if he had been able to be off the ballot, possibly. But yeah, that's the power of incumbency there. That's better the devil you know than the savior you don't. So, and not saying anything bad about Rick Callahan, but you're right. That district is really drawn for not him.
And that doesn't mean. Yeah. That a Hispanic voter can't vote for a white candidate, or a white candidate doesn't have the right to vote
well,
to
Scott
run.
Scott Griggs
in that.
Is an example of that. Right. He beat Delia Hasso when they were smashed together.
Mm-hmm.
Monica Alonso winning is no big surprise. But again, she only won with 958 votes.
958 votes. You know, one candidate in that race got 21 votes. If you're gonna, couldn't you, in one afternoon, round up more than 20 votes?
I would hope so.
I would hope so, too.
Yeah.
And this was a whole election cycle.
Yeah.
We need to take a break. You're listening to Lambda Weekly on 89.3 KNON FM. I'm Dave Taffet here in the studio with avowed lesbian Erin Moore. Oh, we'll be back with more right after this.
KNON depends on listener support, and now is the time for you to help keep this show on the air. If you like what you are hearing and want to show appreciation for your community radio station, then pick up the phone and call to make a pledge. Call 972-647-1893 or go online to KNON.org. Don't wait for someone else to do it. Without the support of our listeners, there won't be any community radio on the air in North Texas. So take a few minutes to make a pledge. Call 972-647-1893 or go online to KNON.org. KNON thanks you for your support.
David?
And yes, I'm trying to get that our bumper that says, you're listening to Lambda Weekly on 89.3 KNON FM.
You did a good job.
Thank you.
Yeah, no problem. It is pledge drive. And we just had a pledge from a friend.
From Jeff. And Jeff, thank you very much
for
calling in. If you would like to join Jeff by pledging, you can call us 972-647-1893.
We have hats, shirts, umbrellas, fire sale.
972-647-1893. Yes, shirts that usually go for $40 for this week only are $40. Caps that we usually have for $40 going for $40.
Yeah.
Umbrellas that are normally $75 on sale 1 week only for $75. So give us a call, 972-647-1893. That's 972-647-1893. And, you know, we joke during Pledge Drive. We try to keep it light. But we really do need you to call because
we do need your money.
We're entirely listener-supported. Not entirely, because other than that, we have our events that we hold. And those events are for our listeners, and it's our listeners supporting us again when they go to the events. If you'd like to become an Elite Music sponsor, in fact, if you do go to a lot of our events, KNON holds 40 to 50 shows every year because we're your live music station. We play great music on the radio, and you can come and be on the guest list for each of the shows that we do during the year.
All you got to do is show up and say I'm here.
Your name's on the list. You've done that before.
Yep, Patty and I did that 1 year. It was a blast.
Mm-hmm. Plus food at most of the events. So if we do 50 shows a year and you're paying $500 to be an Elite Music sponsor, and you get two tickets, not just one ticket,
you get two tickets
with dinner, that really is a bargain.
It is a bargain. And, I mean, you know, if you're a fan of live music, if you're a fan of, you know, blues or Zydeco, or, you know, they even have a rap concert, I think. You know, there's a heavy metal event. There's all kinds of, you know, eclectic music that you not only hear on KNON, but you can go see live. And then the $500 Elite Music sponsor is for you. But even if you can't afford that level, anything you can pledge today goes to keep KNON Community Radio on the air, and especially Lambda Weekly that you're listening to right now.
You were just talking a little bit about some of the live local music that we play. This was the first station to play Erykah Badu, Stevie Ray Vaughan, Pantera, Reverend Horton Heat, Norah Jones. Our show, one of the first to play Lisa Loeb and had her as a guest a couple of times on the show when she was first getting going.
Right.
We had on, in the early 90s, we had the Dixie Chicks on when they were just getting going. So, you know, that's just our show. But across the schedule, that's one of the things we do, live and local music, and no other station does it.
And we push the pledge premiums, you know, the extremely random pledge premiums that we have sometimes, like the lunch koozies or the, you know, guitar picks. You know, where else can you get a KNON guitar pick but through a pledge? But that's not why you're pledging. You're not pledging to get something. You're pledging to support this station and this show.
You know, and there were very few other shows on the radio anywhere on the dial. We're talking about the election, who had Marcus Ronquillo and Mike Rawlings
on
as
guests. We had both serious candidates for mayor on the show talking about GLBT issues. Mm-hmm. And, I mean, where else are you going to get that kind of information? Mm-hmm. So you should call and support Lambda Weekly, 972-647-1893.
And when you say that, where else are you going to hear that? You're saying, where else are you going to hear that anywhere else in the country? I guarantee you that There's a show like ours in Los Angeles, and there's one like us in Houston. They didn't have their two major mayoral candidates on their show, although we did have one of Houston's mayoral candidates on our show. Give us a call, 972-647-1893, 972-647-1893. And, you know, it's fun. I'm not trying to just toot our own horn. But
sure
we
are.
No.
And we need to.
Want people to understand it's not just us and it's not just about us. It's about supporting KNOM that has supported the LGBT community for so long.
Well, and I mean, we're going to have Celia Israel on next week, right?
Next week is Candy Markham. Week after is Celia Israel, state representative. And then week after that is Harriet Earhart, former state representative and honorary lesbian.
An honorary lesbian, official honorary lesbian. For those of you who don't know who Celia Israel is. She's a representative in Texas State Representative from Austin area who's openly gay in the legislature and actually managed to get one of the few pro-LGBT bills passed this session. Mm-hmm. So,
she's been working on things like getting rid of reparative therapy in Texas for minors. And if you think about Texas legislature, that passed easily in California.
Right.
Actually, it passed with a fight in California. She has some guts.
Well, and
to put that in the floor of the House.
My point is all the bad news coming out of the Texas legislature. You know, Celia Israel, who's been a guest on the show before, who is going to be a guest on this show coming up, is going to give us the inside politics of all of that. And where else but on Lambda Weekly can you hear that kind of specific information to our community? Mm-hmm. So if you like that kind of stuff, and if you're listening, you probably do, give us a call, 972-647-1893.
I want to go through the rest of the Dallas City Council
races. Yeah, we need to finish
races.
That up. Just people need to know.
District 7, which is kind of the Fair Park area.
Yeah.
Tiffany Young got 40% of the vote. She'll be in a runoff with Kevin Felder.
Yeah, that one.
Tiffany DGLA endorsed. Uh-huh. Hassani Burton, who came in fourth, I believe.
Uh-huh.
Fifth. Came in fifth was
okay. Stonewall.
Two, three.
Whatever.
Yeah, he came in fourth. He came in fourth.
This was the clown car race. There were nine people? Eight people?
Two, three, four, five, six, eight.
Yeah. So, I mean,
Now, in that one, do you know what surprised me?
What?
Juanita Wallace. Because she was the name I knew. People very often vote for a name that you know. She's the former head of the NAACP here in this area.
She was. And Kevin's run before, so he had a little bit of name recognition.
Okay.
And Tiffany Young has run before. So, but yeah, you're right. Juanita had the big headline name.
Mm-hmm. It's not that I'm surprised somebody else might have won. I'm surprised she came in third from the bottom on that one.
Right. And I think she... I mean, not living in the district, it's hard to say, you know, because, I mean, there was definitely a lot of nuanced things going on in my district, so I don't know she ran.
Yeah, I don't know what kind of campaign she ran at all. 3,216 votes cast in that race. But there were eight people running. That's not a lot of people getting out to vote.
Correct.
District 8, there were six people running. That's far south Dallas. That's Tennelle Atkins' district right now. Diane Gibson will be in a runoff with Eric Wilson.
Wilson.
Do you know anything about Diane Gibson?
I don't, which is shame on me, because I should. She was obviously the top vote getter.
Eric Wilson I met, very nice guy. Gail Terrell is the one who got DGLA's endorsement.
Correct.
Stonewall did not endorse in that race.
No.
I like Gail. I like Eric. I don't know Diane. But there'll be a runoff in that one. District 9, Mark Clayton ran away with that one.
Yeah, he really did.
Were you surprised? You live in that district. Were you surprised?
Everyone, including him, I think, thought he was going to get into a runoff.
In a runoff, okay.
Yeah. But he ran a heck of a race and, frankly, put shoe leather in where a lot of candidates haven't before in some ignored neighborhoods.
Mm-hmm.
And they came out.
Okay. District 10, James White, out of it now. He was endorsed by Stonewall. Paul Reyes is a corporate attorney. He got 40% of the vote. Adam, how do you pronounce Adam's last name? Is it Magoo or McGuff?
Neither. McGew.
McGew. Okay. Adam McGew got 36%. They'll be in a runoff. Adam was endorsed by DGLA.
Yes. And Paul Reyes was a former John Corona staffer. And I think people are kind of...
He still is, isn't he? Or no?
No,
no more? Okay.
Well...
Does he not still
Corona's
work for
Corona? Corona's not in office, right? He does still work for office, but...
Works for John Corona's company.
Yes, he does. And I think people are kind of thirsty for a more... It's a pretty Republican district. That's Jerry Allen's district. Mm-hmm. Moderate Republican, both of... And they are both, you know, not that this is a partisan race, but still, you know, the way you think about things.
No, but the way they would address the issues,
there would
be a certain appeal.
And frankly, this was a race, and I think the totals show that, where there wasn't really a bad choice. Mm-hmm. It really did come down to
finer points
and who you liked. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Lee Kleinman, District 11, unopposed. Sandy Grayson, one unopposed in her district. Jennifer Staubach Gates, unopposed in her district. Philip Kingston, unopposed in his district.
Right.
So that's the roundup of those races.
A couple of more important races we didn't really talk about, which is kind of one of the more interesting ones to me. Even though Rawlings won by 75% of the vote, a lot of the loudmouths were supporting Ron Keough. Mm-hmm. And I think, frankly, disappointed in the way he ran the campaign. He's not a fly-by-night candidate. Mm-hmm. He's got a long history in Dallas, a long history of civil rights activism in Dallas. I don't know what happened to that campaign, mm-hmm. you know, for him to get blown away by that big mm-hmm. of a margin.
People didn't vote.
Well, there's that. People didn't vote. But still, the percentages of the people that did vote, mm-hmm. it was interesting to me. You know, some of the tighter races are interesting, but some of the ones that are such a wide margin are equally as interesting for different reasons. Yeah. So.
Another race that is of a lot of interest that we didn't mention yesterday, Wade McLaughlin won.
Who?
Wade McLaughlin won.
That's great.
Wade McLaughlin is openly gay, and he is the second out Canadian premier.
He will
be the new premier of Prince Edward Island.
Which is ironic as heck.
That's a Canadian province.
Yes, it's a Canadian province. It's also something else that we won't go into.
Mm-hmm. but it's interesting. It's a piercing win. He is the second out Canadian premier. How many provinces are there in Canada?
I don't know.
And there are three openly female premiers.
Openly female?
Uh-huh.
Oh, yeah. Well, the one that's, you know, that everybody's, oh, my God, surprised about is the win in Alberta. Mm-hmm. Alberta might as well be Texas.
Right.
I mean, it is an oil, typically very conservative, open space kind of place where mm-hmm. the Keystone Pipeline.
So they elected Ann Richards.
And they essentially, no. They essentially elected Elizabeth Warren. Mm. I mean, you know, as far, far, far left as they could find, they elected her mm-hmm. overwhelmingly, I think. But yeah, I mean, that's going to explode some heads.
And her caucus, because the province parliaments are run mm-hmm. like a parliament. So... her caucus is half women.
Well, and what's a
which is interesting. They asked her, "How did you get so many women?" Mm-hmm. She's to run. How did you get equality? She said, "Well, I just asked women to run."
There you go. And what Patty and I were laughing about this morning is all these people in the United States are saying they're going to leave the United States because of Jade Helm 15 and the mm-hmm. invasion of Texas and all this and go to Canada. Mm-hmm. We're like, okay, where are you going to go now?
Mm-hmm. I think they should go to Prince Edward Island.
Well,
when Wade McLaughlin was campaigning, first of all, he said it just was not an issue in the race. But he did a lot of, you know, Prince Edward Island, small province, and you can do a lot more personal campaigning in Rhode Island than you can in Texas, right?
Right.
So Prince Edward Island is one of those small provinces. And so they did a lot of door knocking. And, not only did he, but his husband did, too.
That's great.
And he said, it never came up. It never, you know, nobody said, no, I'm not going to vote for you. But, no, you know, some people might not have. But he said, all we discussed when I knocked on doors were issues, and the fact that I'm gay just didn't come up. And one of the other lesbian premier, she said, we seem to be beyond that.
Good.
It never has in her campaigns either.
Well, that's what true equality is. It shouldn't matter, you know? I mean, we shouldn't be saying openly gay or lesbian. We just should be saying so-and-so won.
Well, they're not saying openly gay. We're saying it here.
Right.
We're still...
But we don't have marriage equality in the United States. You know, they do in Canada. And they're over it. They're done. Mm-hmm. And frankly, you know, we always said our activism should lead to us not having a job. And that's kind of what's happening there. It's very exciting.
Yes, it is. And they seem to be 10 years ahead of us. They were about 10, 15 years ahead on marriage equality.
So Canada, I think that, the new California.
I think that's what we have to look forward to.
Yeah.
Quite seriously.
Yeah, I agree.
That's why I think that this is very interesting.
Mm-hmm.
And it's the premier of Ontario. Her name is Kathleen. Isn't it terrible that we don't
know
these names?
I know.
We don't even know them.
Well, it may as well be Minnesota, but yeah.
Kathleen Wynne is the lesbian premier of Ontario. I'm not making fun of them.
I'm not either. I'm envious. And we're so self-focused in the United States that we don't pay a lot of attention to other, you know, to our neighbors, much less to other governments around the world until there's something like an openly LGBT person elected. But we should. We really should, because I mean their policies affect our policies. So.
Right. I'd like to thank another listener, Jay. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Jay.
And thanks for all the – I can't read your handwriting, Doc. Thanks for all the –
I'll bring out the hieroglyphics and say the pledger said, thank you, Aaron, for all the great work you've done.
Aw, thanks.
Okay. And it is pledge drive.
I'm blushing.
That's
you
why
can't
we're
see
thanking.
Me on radio,
yeah.
But I'm blushing.
972-647-1893. Keep my phone ringing, please.
Yes,
972-647-1893. We're going to take a break in just a second. You are listening to Lambda Weekly, the world's oldest, longest continuously running gay and lesbian. I had to add
host.
The continuous.
Oldest, longest running gay host?
No, not the oldest gay host. but if you'd like to put me in the category with Letterman, who is the longest nighttime host right
He's
now.
He's retiring, though.
He
right?
is retiring. I'm not retiring. You can't get rid of me yet. 972-647. Actually, you can get rid of me by not pledging. 972-647-1893. That's 972-647-1893. Operator is standing by. Only one. Because when you call here, you actually get a call to the studio, unlike that other station where you're calling another city. 972-647, you are. 972-647-1893. We'll be back with more Lambda Weekly right after this.
KNON has survived on listener donations for over 30 years. And now you can support community radio easily from your smartphone. Text KNON to 56512. Click on the link and fill out a short questionnaire to make your donation. Don't forget to select the type of music and the DJ you are supporting. Your support truly does make a difference. Text KNON to 56512 and make your pledge to Dallas's original community radio station.
Hi, this is Patty Fink, and you're listening to Lambda Weekly on 89.3 KNON FM.
And that is Patty Fink, the late Patty Fink, who is still on her way to the studio.
She'll be here in a minute.
Hopefully be here by next show. We were talking about the elections earlier in the show. There was an interesting poll that NBC and the Wall Street Journal did. The majority of Americans are not only rooting for marriage equality, they're also fine with the idea of a gay president. What they're not so fine with is the idea of a Tea Party president.
Isn't that amazing?
Uh-huh. On marriage equality, 58% of people, according to this poll, say they want the U.S. Supreme Court to rule for marriage equality. 44% of those say they feel strongly about it. Now, when was it? Just a few years ago, it wasn't 44% who said they were okay with marriage equality. Now there are 44% who are not just okay with it, but strongly believe the Supreme Court needs to make that ruling.
Did y'all talk about the arguments last week, the oral arguments?
Yeah, we did.
My favorite moment of that whole thing was when the guy arguing against marriage equality essentially said, you know, a 70-year-old guy can still have a kid if he has an affair. Oh, wait, I didn't mean that. You know, so, I mean, when their own arguments are...
Well, we can have an affair.
About the sanctity...
Or I could marry a 30-year-old.
Well, you're right. Right. But then he can't really have a kid. I'm sorry, my phone's going crazy with this weather alert stuff.
Oh, well, tell your phone, leave me alone right now. I'm
on KNON.
Pledge
Drive. Seriously, yes.
We're having two conversations at once. She's talking about, and I'm saying call 972-647-1893, 972-647-1893. What were you saying, Erin?
That you're really bad at segues.
Thank you.
I was just going to do a little community service announcement and just say, really be careful, y'all. If you don't have to be out in this weather, don't be. So you can be home listening to us and pledge.
972-647-1893 or go to KNON.org, click the pledge button. All of the pledge premiums come up. All of the information that we need comes up. Your credit card information goes up there, and you make a pledge to the oldest, longest running, continuously running
gay radio host in the
radio show in the world. Been on the air since KNON went on the air in 1983, so we're coming up on our 30-something anniversary.
Yeah, math not
yeah,
good.
Whatever. Math not working today. It's Sunday. 972-647-1893, or you can text KNON to 5... Just a moment as I go through my
How
sheets.
Are those new glasses working out, David?
Yeah, they're doing just fine. I don't even know where they are. They're at home somewhere. Text KNON to 56512, and I will hold this up to the...
56512.
To the video camera and to Erin so that you can read this. 56512, text KNON. You can do that during the week. Doesn't have to be during our show. We'll get credit for it as long as you fill in Lambda Weekly on there.
Can we talk more about the crazy clown car legislature we have right now?
No.
Please?
No.
Can we?
Yeah, okay.
Okay. Actually, the most heartbreaking thing that I read this week was Representative Miller out of Houston area,
Houston.
Who introduced anti-gay legislation, and his son is gay.
And they did it purposely that way.
Yeah, they wanted him to introduce it so it would have more impact.
And not just have more impact, but so that the rest of them could say, well, it wasn't me. He has a gay son, and he introduced this, so I was just voting with the guy who has the gay son. Isn't that good of me?
And the bill is about...
I don't remember which bill it is. It's one of the bad ones.
They're all bad, but you know, and the gay son... I'm going to quit saying gay son in a minute. His son, who is gay, and his partner, it just shows the compartmentalization of some of these people.
Here, Rick Miller filed a bill that would... repeal local ordinances banning discrimination against gay and gay, lesbian, and transgender people. So it would nullify all of the local ordinances. And those ordinances prevent people from getting fired, things like that.
There's a couple of bills like that. They're more broad about local ordinances, period. But this one's specific.
This one's specific.
Yeah.
This is specific.
And, you know, the Sun has come out. And,
which, actually, is good reason to have it overturned in court.
Right.
We'd probably be able to get an injunction against it, and higher courts would see that that law was based on animus.
It is definitely based on animus. I mean, his son and his partner, or I think husband, have been over for Christmas and dinners and this and that, and it's gotten so compartmentalized that the representative that introduced the bill said something like, well, I love my son, but I don't love his lifestyle. And we're like, wow.
And then you don't really love your son
still,
that much.
Then you don't really love your son, yeah. Mm-hmm. And just the fact that we're still hearing that kind of logic is astounding to me.
Mm-hmm.
And then the other thing...
And is that unfair of us to say?
No.
Okay. And the reason I say that is, you know, I come from a family where when the day of the Supreme Court debate on same-sex marriage, I put something on Facebook that said something about, even Brian and I are talking about getting married now. You know, it was just kind of one of those offhand. I got emails and Facebook comments from my family all over the country. What's the date? We need to set a time that we're coming to Texas. That's what I call...
supportive.
Supportive, yeah. And that's not accepting is a bad word for it, because that's not accepting. That's it's not anybody looking at somebody's lifestyle, and it's such a noxious terms to even use.
I know it is. I mean, like Patty likes to say, RVing is a lifestyle. Mm-hmm. But it's just sad to me that someone can compartmentalize that much and have his son, who he says he loves, and his partner slash husband, and I keep saying that because I can't remember if they're married or not, into their home for holidays and celebrating with them, and then still turn around and say, but you're going to hell. So I'm going to repeal.
I don't care if you're discriminated against.
Yeah.
And, you know, and here might be part of the logic. His son is an attorney at a big firm. Well, he's not going to get fired, so it doesn't affect us. So it's okay for me to put this law into effect. See how much I love him?
Well, they're saying
this is just obnoxious.
They're saying they're against big government until they're the big government saying they're against local government, you know? And mm-hmm. it's fascinating to me. And then real quickly, before we go on to anything else, I want to bring up the Cecil Bell bill, which is now it's a stupid bill. It's a stupid, stupid legislation about not paying clerks who perform same-sex mm-hmm. marriages and actually fining the counties that do it. But he's got 88 sponsors on that bill now. Mm-hmm. That's ridiculous. Mm-hmm. That's a lot of people tagging on and saying, yeah.
It's more than half.
Yeah.
So it's going to pass.
It's scary.
Could pass if it gets to the floor.
It's got
to
get out of committee. But yeah, it's scary mm-hmm. to me that kind of hate-filled, petty, just really petty and specific legislation.
Do you know, I want to say something nice about him.
Has 88 sponsors. Oh, my God, what?
I'm scared. I forgot who it was who told me this week.
He's got a good hat. That's about all I can say.
Molly White has gained a reputation. She's a representative from Belton. She's gained a reputation for her constituents coming into her office and saying, I don't want to waste your time, and more important, you're not going to waste my time.
Right.
Now get the hell out.
Yeah.
Cecil Bell, people who were opposed to that particular bill went into his office to talk to him. His aide was taking notes, listening. They said you could tell the aide was not
comfortable
with that.
Yeah.
Cecil Bell came. I know who it was. It was Diana Finfrock, who was on our show about a month and a half ago. Cecil Bell was sitting in the next room. He heard the discussion. He came out and sat down and talked to them for 30 minutes.
Well, that's good.
You know what? I respect him for that.
I respect him believing in what he's doing and not just doing it. Mm-hmm. But nonetheless, this really reminds me of the old days with Warren Chisholm out of Pampa.
But it's sad that I can say, you know, I respect him for at least sitting down listening. Mm-hmm. When the legislature has gotten that bad that you have legislators who are saying, I don't agree with you, get the hell out of my office. I don't represent you, I represent him. He voted for me.
Well,
it's horrible.
Him who I agree with, yeah. Mm-hmm. Which is why I was saying it reminds me of the old Warren Chisholm days where, mm-hmm. you know, I got thrown out of his office. Mm-hmm. And it's just, it's that kind of, I wasn't elected. I wasn't elected for you. You're right. I was elected for me and mm-hmm. for what I believe. And I'm here to be the voice of the voice. You know, that's our tagline, the voice of the people. I'm here to be the voice of the people that agree with me. Well, no, you were elected by everyone.
Right, but
and just that level of public service is gone now.
What
it's,
people
it's,
don't
it's
understand.
Very small.
Some of these legislators just don't seem to get the idea. You have a partisan race. Yes, you run on certain principles, mm-hmm. but once you're in office, you do represent everybody.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no.
And it's your job to at least listen to them.
Politics has gotten very small. Mm-hmm. It really has, and in both directions, but primarily on the Republican side. And I think they're trying to hold on to what they have, which is getting smaller and smaller, because what they have is being recognized more and more as hate-filled and self-serving and petty.
I want to mention one other election. San Antonio had a mayoral election. It was to replace Castro, who's now in Obama's cabinet. And you know who Obama is. He's the one who's invading Texas. Texas Guard is keeping us safe, keeping all the troops from invading the rest of the state. Right?
Right.
Yep. Okay. San Antonio mayor, though.
yes.
Letitia Van De Putte, 29% of the vote. Ivy Taylor, 27% of the vote. So they'll be in a runoff. Mike Villarreal, who also resigned from the legislature to run, he got 25% of the vote. He's out. Somebody named Tommy Atkinson got 9% of the vote, and the other 10 candidates got each 1% of the vote.
And Ivy Taylor is not our friend.
Not at all. And she was one of the council people on the city council who voted against the non-discrimination ordinance
that
in
correct.
That city. And since becoming mayor, she's refused to implement it. Letitia Van Depute, obviously, not so much.
She is our friend.
Not so much against.
Yes.
I saw Letitia at one event, and what was funny was watching her from the stage work the room. Mm-hmm. It was like, oh, I hadn't seen you. Hey, how are you? Hey.
Yeah, she's good.
And it's like, everybody that she was pointing to was gay or lesbian in the audience who she's pointing to. Come up, see me afterwards.
In some ways, Villarreal being out of it, it would have been interesting to have a Van Der Piet Villarreal runoff, because there was really no bad choice there. They're both our allies. But him not being in it, there's no dispute as far as how our community should mobilize and work in San Antonio. Mm-hmm. So if you have friends or family in San Antonio, please, 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 this is a very important one. So get them to vote for Van Der Piet.
And it is Pledge Drive. You can vote for KNON.
You can.
That
with
was
money.
A good segue.
That was a good one. Yeah.
Thank
okay.
you. Okay. 972-647-1893. 972-647-1893. Or KNON.org. Click the pledge button. Or, hold on.
Oh,
I'm
holding
looking
up.
For the camera.
Text KNON to 56512 and make your pledge from your phone, from the comfort of your phone. But you should be at home because this weather's horrible.
And, Doc, could we have a little video excerpt of this?
Oh,
sure.
My gosh.
Thank you. 972-647-1893. That's 972-647-1893. 1893. Thank you.
Did you forget all of
yes.
a sudden? See, David's the oldest, longest running radio show host in the nation.
Yeah, except the number changed in like about 1995 or something.
And you're still trying to catch
up. I'm still trying to remember it. Yes, yes. 972-647-1893. Give us a call. Pledge to Gay and Lesbian Radio for North Texas.
Get your guitar hand fan.
Get your T-shirt, your umbrella, whatever it is that you'd like.
Or, the guitar hand fan.
One of those.
Three of those.
The apron.
You get three of those for $25.
You can get a patty apron.
Patty apron. Do they still offer the apron?
Yes.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
We don't need any more.
I'm sure you don't. You have years and years and years worth of aprons, and you don't cook.
No, you're wrong there. We both do.
Ah, okay.
Reversible, right?
Yeah.
The apron?
I used to do a show with somebody else who, she said, you know what's so good about that apron? It's canvas on both sides. You can just turn it over when it gets dirty. I said, then all the garbage gets on your clothes. She
it's
said,
okay.
Oh, that's right.
It's okay. We have
you
that.
You could just wash it.
We have that problem solved. We have two of them. So, yes. But, yes, lots of good KNON wear. And you know what? KNON wear is kind of coveted because when Patty and I go shopping to all the snooty places we go shopping, like Whole Foods or Central Market or all the great local farmers markets that are popping up and wear our KNON t-shirts, bags. You can get two tote bags for, what, $50?
Yep.
I
think it's 35.
Whenever we show our KNON wear, people always give us the KNON nod and go, KNON, I love KNON. And I always want to say, did you donate? But I don't. So I'm asking that now. If you love KNON, did you donate?
972-647-1893. Doc is standing by.
Doc is standing by. Well, actually, Doc's sitting
he's
by.
He's sitting by.
Yeah, but he's here. So just to wrap up the city elections again, this was being touted as the big sea change with six seats being up and, a new council. And if you don't like things, vote. And, of course, people didn't. But and we're still not done with them yet because there's several runoffs, which will be in June. And so you have another chance, I guess is my point. Mm-hmm. If you didn't have a chance in who got into the runoff, but you have a chance to vote for who's going to be your next city council.
Do you want
person.
A good example of somebody in the legislature who should not be in the legislature, and people get there because people don't vote? What is his name? He is from San Angelo, and Drew Darby.
Okay.
He was caught at Austin Airport with walking onto a plane with a gun, actually trying to go through security. Now, security.
You mean the FAA is an open carry?
Well, that's what he thought. In 2014, nationwide 2,212 guns were confiscated. And make no mistake, they don't hand you your gun back and say, oh, gee, you just can't carry this in. They take the gun from you.
Yes.
You lose your gun.
Yes.
So if you get 350 of those, though, were in Texas, those gun confiscations. So Drew Darby decided to change the law that if you are caught with a gun in an airport in Texas, his bill will make it so that you cannot be arrested for that. Because he was arrested. Federal law is that you're arrested for trying to carry a gun in. So not only is your gun confiscated, but you're arrested. He's trying to get rid of being arrested because he didn't think he should be. He just forgot.
Oops.
He happened to have packed it in his carry-on bag.
But he forgot he had it.
But he just didn't know that it was in there. Except he packed his...
If you have so many guns that you forget where you put them, you need to not be worried about laws like that. Oh, my gosh. That's ridiculous.
So you're right. Jesus. He doesn't need to be arrested. He just needs to be thrown out of the legislature. But his bill is working its way through the legislature right now.
Why do people consistently reinforce the stereotypes of Texas? Why is that?
The number to call to pledge is 972-647-1893. That's 972-647-1893. Doc is sitting here just...
He's twiddling his thumbs.
Nodding off. Yeah. He's not real happy right now. 972-647-1893.
But thank you to the two pledgers we did have.
Thank you to our pledgers, yes. You can continue to pledge. You can pledge online by going to KNON.org and click the pledge button. Very easy to do.
We'll let them know Lambda Weekly sent you.
We'll remind you on our Facebook page this week to do that. If you didn't hear us beg for money enough, you can listen to the podcast.
And then we'll beg for money again.
Well, in the same way that we just did now.
Yes, it'll sound familiar.
It will sound familiar if you listen to today's show.
So,
or you can listen to last week's show if you didn't hear that and hear us beg you for money there.
So Candy's coming next week?
Candy will be here next week
to fix you for
my quarterly therapy session.
Good.
972-647-1893. That's 972-647-1893. Some of you might be waiting for Candy to be here. Maybe you can call in with your problems, too, and she'll fix you, too.
She's a good fixer.
She is a good fixer for all of us here at Lambda Weekly, or the few of us that are here at Lambda Weekly this week. Thank you for filling in today for Patty and being the guest.
Absolutely.
We'll see you again soon.